Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a super special episode of Vanderpump Rules Party.
We're doing something a little bit different tonight. We are going to be reviewing older episodes, past episodes of Vanderpump Rules, going back to season one. We're starting at the very beginning, guys, so get ready because this is going to be chock full of blast from the past, action from our Vanderpump Rules crew. Me and Holly break it down for you.
That's right.
And start from the very beginning, where it all started. Season one, episode one, entitled Welcome to Sir.
We just felt like there is too much time in between the Monday episodes, and we need more pump rules in our lives.
Yes, and shout out to all the people writing in for our Vanderpump Rules podcast.
Yes, so thank you so much to everyone who wrote in about Katie and Tom's wedding and who's paying for it. That was so amazing to upload an episode at 3 a.m. and at 7 a.m. to have answers from you. So keep listening to, we're going to have a lot more ways for you guys to connect with us. We're going to get some stuff set up where hopefully we can have you guys on the podcast.
So what was the question was, did Tom and Katie pay for their wedding?
Yes.
And we learned that, or was it the show? Was it the Bravo team? We found out Katie and Tom throwing it down, paying for their own ish.
Which was what, that was your theory, and I did not believe it. So yeah, you were right on that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of goes along with how shows, you know, they really are stingy. So,
are you an actor?
Yes. I'm a Mactor. That's model slash actor.
A Mactor.
Yeah, right. No, this is what Tom talked about earlier in the episode, so we'll get to that. But I want to thank all the people writing in. Thanks again. We're going to refer to you guys as pumpers.
Yeah, so thanks to our pumpers.
Our fans, pumpers, yes.
The pumpers.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody. And let's kick it off with Season one, episode one.
Okay, so this episode has the title of Welcome to Sir. And if I remember correctly, obviously we are watching this on Hulu. Shout out to Hulu, mm-hmm, our sponsor.
Yeah, shout out to Hulu. So the leadoff was, I guess, when these episodes did air, was they were showcasing the new show leading off from Beverly Hills Housewives and whatever Lisa Vanderpump was doing. This is a little foray into her own personal life and her restaurants. So Lisa talks about the restaurant she has going on. One of them is Villa Blanca. The other is Sir, which stands for, I don't know if anybody knows this. I mean, I'm sure everybody does now, but the term was sexy, unique restaurant. Those were the letters that spelled out Sir.
I'm embarrassed to say that maybe I knew it and I forgot or something, but I feel like it was just brought up recently that was the name again, or we heard it on a podcast, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the term in Spanish, sur, means south, and I always thought that had something to do with it, but yeah, I guess that's a little bit more feasible. Sexy, unique restaurant. Which is cool.
Yeah. Okay. So to give you guys a little bit of history, maybe some of our pumpers have never watched the show and they're relying on our voices to describe every detail of what is Vanderpump Rules. So Vanderpump Rules is on the channel Bravo, the network Bravo, and it debuted January 7th, 2013. And it was 8 episodes to begin with, and then they did have a reunion show. And I believe it was a pretty big hit straight out the gate.
Did they have the reunion show the first season?
I believe so. It says right here, Andy Cohen later announced during the February 4th, 2013 Watch What Happens Live episode that there would be a Vanderpump Rules reunion. The reunion was filmed on February 9th, 2013.
Okay. So, yeah, wow, that was... I guess they had planned for this show to be a pretty big hit.
And then in April 2013, it was announced that it was renewed for a second season.
Yeah, definitely addicting. I remember the first time I watched it, I was hooked right out the gate there.
I think we were hooked out right outside the gate because we had worked in a restaurant and it was very, very true to how restaurants are or how the one that we worked at was. As far as everyone hooking up together, that's actually where we met.
Yeah, and it was a little bit more different as far as the relationships in the restaurants go because you didn't see a whole lot of the partying and, you know, clubbing, anything like that. They kept it real close-knit, and they still talk about that today. And that's how restaurants are. They're very incestuous. Everybody kind of sleeps with one another, and they all hang out with each other. And that's another thing is that they all go bar hopping together. That's the extracurricular activity. Or they'll sit in their own bar where they work and eat bar food and drink. So, yes. Restaurant people.
So, let's jump into the episode. So, it starts with Lisa and Ken walking into Sir. And Lisa explains to us in a little confessional that she and Ken have two restaurants in California, the first being Villa Blanca, like you mentioned, in Beverly Hills. She says that's kind of where you take
your wife. Girlfriend.
Yeah, or girlfriend. It's pretty, it's light, it's airy, it's sophisticated. And then she mentions that Sir is where you take your mistress, that the lighting, the ambiance is really sexy. And yeah. Sir is where you take your mistress. Then we flash over to Jax. Jax is an employee. He is a bartender. What tender age was Jax?
32.
Okay. Yeah.
Or 30. Or Stassi mentions throughout the episode that he's 33, but I have a feeling that when they were shooting this, he was 32. Because I heard that a couple times. Because they switch back and forth. So maybe when they were doing the confessionals, he had turned 33. But yeah, 32, 33, around that area. He's the, I think he's the oldest out of the bunch so far. Stassi was 23.
Okay. And they make a joke about Jax and how his shirt is unbuttoned. The buttons start lowering as the week goes on. And on Thursday, it's very low.
It was about the, halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about four buttons down.
Yeah. And so Chad and I were kind of debating on how we were going to do this flashback of Vanderpump Rules. If we were going to talk about the differences between then and now, or if we were just going to do a straight recap or what. But I think that we'll try to do a straight recap as much as we can without saying too much. But I have to just say, it's just, they look so young.
Yeah. I mean, this is a retro cast, so we're going to be talking about things based on our knowledge today of the show. But we're still going to try to keep it, fresh. But yeah, like Holly said, they look crazy young. I don't know what it is. They look little. They look like really like tiny people. I don't know if it was the way they shot it. It looks sort of like the style was different too, and the lighting. Everybody looks really tan. I remember at that time too. You can see the different trends.
Yeah.
Throughout the year.
I love that.
Tanning was a big thing.
It still is a big thing on the Vanderpump Rules cast.
I don't see people.
Ariana is a huge tanner. Yeah, Stassi's a huge tanner. The other, that's about it.
Yeah. Jax doesn't look as tan anymore.
No. Maybe he should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks a lot different.
He's it just looks like he's like really turned into an adult like Stassi kept wanting him to turn into.
Yeah, that's definitely talked about this
this season.
Yeah, this season, this episode. Jack's becoming an adult. And you can see the transformation.
Actually, in episode one, it's really not. I think that's in episode two and three, possibly. You're jumping ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so after, you know, we meet Jax at the bar, we get another flashback to Lisa, and she says, you know, I'm just trying to tame these crazy kids. So we're getting set up for, here's the premise of the show. It follows these group of friends, these beautiful people who have dreams bigger than being servers in this land of West Hollywood. And Lisa is here to guide them because she's been there and she gets kind of a kick out of watching these kids, I think.
Yeah. And she said it wasn't when she's hiring people, it's not based on their serving experience or even skill at bartending. It has everything to do with their personality,
their
looks,
energy
stuff like that. So that's the type of restaurant she wanted to create with Sir, was a hot spot, beautiful people, and I guess that was the idea.
So far we've pretty much met Lisa, we saw a snippet of Ken, we saw Jax, and now we get to meet Sheena Marie enters the scene, and she's the new girl at Sir, and she tells us how she is branded, quote, the other woman. For those of you who don't know, Sheena had a 2-year affair with Eddie
Cibrian. 2 years. Wow.
2 years.
Yeah, he was married to
Brandy Glanville.
Brandy Glanville from the Beverly Hills Housewives. She Beverly Hills Housewives?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, from one of those seasons. Friend of Lisa's, she came in the restaurant and confronted Sheena, so they're definitely not friends. Sheena came from Villa Blanca over to Sir and is working there now. And everybody's kind of giving her the cold shoulder. She's the new girl. Yeah, Stassi introduced her as the man-stealing whore.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Stassi is just really, really hard. Well, let's talk about Sheena first. So Sheena comes in. She is just, she had no idea that Lisa Vanderpump knew Brandy, which if we are only going off of this episode, we know nothing else about the show. Sheena just kind of led us to believe that she maybe had hoped that this was behind her. She has a boyfriend now. Her boyfriend's name is Shay. And the fact that Lisa knew Brandy is just bringing this back out.
They're really, you know what? I thought that everybody had been together. This is something I want to address real quick. I thought everybody had been together a long time. I'm talking years, 10 years, 7-8 years, something like that. They don't seem to have known each other that long as far as, like, you know, friendships go. I mean, Tom Schwartz was saying that he had just met Jax 3 years before when he was looking for an apartment. He had moved out to Hollywood. So they've only been friends about, you know, 3 years. I guess, you know, 6 or 7 now. But back when the show started, I mean, they were just really getting to know each other. And, you know, if Sheena had just started dating Shay, they got married really quick.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way when I heard how long they had been friends. I kind of thought the same thing, like, okay, when I consider both you and I have friends that we've been friends with since childhood, like not just like 6th grade, I'm talking from birth. And yeah. I think you're rarely going to find that in Hollywood because everyone just comes in trying to be a star. So I don't know. I totally buy that they're friends. I buy that, you know, imagine that you're coming into a city and you don't know anyone and you do start hanging out with these people and these people only. That's it makes sense how they got close so fast and everything.
Yeah. Restaurant life. And yeah. Then, do you know how long did Sheena and Shay know each other? Did they ever talk about their beginnings?
No. Well, you know what? I'm sure that they did. I probably just didn't pay attention to it. That's kind of why I am excited to go back and watch these episodes. I think it'll be so cool to see, like, maybe some of the stuff that we didn't think was important or
We're going to pick up a lot, I think, watching these episodes. We're all going to learn a lot from this this show and how things began. So
yes.
this is something, the second time around, we'll be able to catch things we didn't see in the first place. So Stassi intros the restaurant as well. This comes after Lisa's intro. Next, we get Stassi giving a rundown of the whole business and the relationships and the people. She's waitress at Sir. She's been working there a while now. She got Jax the job. You know, he was a model traveling the world. And when they became boyfriend and girlfriend, she got him the job to keep tabs on him. She says that the restaurant business for Sir is a lot different than any other bars or restaurants in the area, because people really want to come to Sir, you know, to be discovered or noticed, that most of the working actors in Hollywood, you know, want to work at Sir because it's a real boost for their career, I guess you would say. And I noticed that they were wearing, there was an old Sir t-shirt that I think Tom was wearing it. And it looked like, sort of like the intro, you know, when they're all sitting around Lisa,
mm-hmm.
she's in the middle. He had a t-shirt, first episode with her on it. It was a picture. And it said Sir on it. So, like, I guess they've been branding that restaurant for a while. Almost like this was just a ready-made TV show, you know, and it just took a while, but.
Okay, so back to Sheena. So, Sheena is saying that she's the other girl, and she's just trying to make it work at Sir. She's feeling awkward coming over from Villa Blanca as, you know, a starter server, per se. A lead server, and she just wants to get along with everyone. And I just felt like, I think they cut to Stassi after, and she's like, you know, I just cannot believe that this fame whore wife stealing bitch is working here.
Husband stealing. Stassi like has this fire in her eyes, like for hatred towards Sheena. I
remember specifically watching season one, episode one, when it first came out, and thinking, I think every girl would want to react like Stassi is, that Sheena is in the mix. And, you know, she does throw like kind of like a slutty vibe out, and maybe you would be worried about your boyfriend. But the fact that Stassi so ferociously just throws it out there that she's angry about it is, it's like you're proud of her as a woman, and you're also like horrified that those are your real feelings coming out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, this is before the whole, I mean, this is definitely straight out of Mean Girls. This mm-hmm. was the blue book for taking a girl down, you know, icing her out, you know, making all your friends turn her, you know, their backs on her, making her feel alone. And, you know, Peter had talked about how anytime a new girl works at the restaurant, all the guys want to sleep with them and all the girls want to kill them. But, I mean, this was before the whole, bullying took, you know, headlines with, you know, it became a thing that you didn't want to be known for. It was a little before that. I mean,
I feel like this was coming off of the Heidi and Spencer bullying of Lauren Conrad.
Yeah. This was right before that became a problem. Anytime someone would get bullied, because you don't hear Sheena mention that at all. I feel like I'm being bullied.
No.
Not at all.
She didn't know that yet.
That was before. Mm-hmm. That tactic was not
But
used.
She did mention Mean Girls, and she continues to mention that all the way to season 5.
Yes, but Stassi doesn't give a crap in this episode.
And Stassi, you know, she's just really having a hard time with Sheena being in the restaurant. And she says, you know, I went to an all-girls private school in Louisiana, and I like to have better people around me than Sheena. She is below me, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, not a fan of Sheena at all.
No.
Sheena's looking good, though, in this episode. Like, she had her original teeth. Everything was, the hair was nice and coiffed, you know. She had that old school style, that old school Sheena style. She looked very young in this episode too.
I don't know. I guess I like the new Sheena more than the Sheena that I saw in this one. And I like this Stassi kind of more than the Stassi. Stassi has evolved too, but I don't know. The Sheena I think is better now, personally.
Season one Stassi and season five Sheena.
Uh-huh.
They'd make a good match.
I don't know. That's not fair to say either.
Do you think that season five Sheena may have been a better match for season one Stassi?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? I feel like Sheena had a little bit more going on back then. I don't know. It seems like she's been cut down quite a bit.
Yeah.
With her relationship.
Yeah. I did notice, though, that... And we'll get to this part of the episode, but I did feel when it was time for Sheena to confront Stassi and Stassi to deal with all of Sheena's words that she had for her, that Stassi handled her much better than she handles any sort of conflict now. She was very confident handling Sheena. Yeah. She had no problem because, like she said, she felt like she was above her.
Yeah.
So I think for the other people that maybe she... you know, has a little bit of a harder time in season five. I think Stassi lost a little bit of her confidence in the seasons after season one.
Yeah, she's been broken down quite a bit. Yeah. I mean, that's what those relationships will do to you. And Stassi was looking for commitment from the beginning. I mean, her and Jax are talking about, she mentions that they talk about marriage quite a bit, or they've talked about marriage quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I didn't know they were that serious.
Again, like this, you not being a girl, you don't understand this, but pretty much any dude that you're with, you don't get with a dude unless that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, but she's young as hell, like 23.
That's fine.
And in Hollywood? Come on. Everybody goes there to party. She moved to Hollywood to land a husband. Probably not the best place.
I mean, I'm sure that as time went on, her dreams for herself changed, but that is pretty much every girl's goal. So, come on, ladies, back me up on that.
I do have to say, though, I was a big fan of Stassi and Jax. I still am. Of them.
Oh, God. When I was watching them, I was getting butterflies. Like, it was just such a feisty, amazing couple.
A lot of chemistry. A lot of sparks.
Yes.
I don't see that much anymore. Maybe, is it, you think it's still there?
What?
Their chemistry, their love for each other.
No. They still can banter well, which was part of their charm.
Yeah.
But it was something else. It was like more like animalistic that I saw in them. It was like they fought to the death for things, and it was so interesting. And I mean, I think that's... maybe they were a little too crazy with each other, but I think that's what you want in a relationship with someone. You know, you're not always going to have, you know, the spark with each other, but if you can banter back and forth and enjoy each other's company and argue different things, like that's what keeps a relationship exciting. So they were really, really fun to watch.
Yeah. Jax mentioned that he really loved her and she was, you know, he thought she was really smart,
intelligent, and
yeah, she could keep him on his toes. So Stassi gets right into, you know, belittling Sheena and making her feel stupid. They talk about you know, just their everyday life at Sur and different, you know, different people and relationships. Peter actually mentioned also that he had dated Stassi. Which I thought that was weird too. Did they live together? I don't know how that whole relationship was. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
What?
Peter, the manager, he dated Stassi.
Oh God. I mean, Peter has dated everyone. It's like so obnoxious.
I don't think it was very, very long. I think he said it was about 4 months, something like that.
And 2 months into it, he was done or something.
Yeah. I mean, Jax came to him talking about how they constantly fight. Well, that was actually when they were at the bar talking, but he had mentions that, yeah, you know, they dated a little bit. Stassi is now with Jax, and Peter actually even dated Katie as well. Now Katie's with Tom. So a lot of people, incestuous, like I said before. That's just how the restaurant business goes. But that's weird to hear too.
Yeah, and then Tom Sandoval is the bartender for that first night of shooting on season one, episode one. And I have to say, Kristen made Tom Sandoval look amazing. She, I feel like, upped his game so much, and she was dropping lines to like be like, he's the best bartender in LA. She was constantly like stroking his ego.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess I'm watching that relationship more closely because I know that it ends. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't help but realize that she was being really freaking nice to him.
Yeah. Well, they were together a while, right?
Yeah, 5 years. Well, I guess together 4 years, but effing 5 years.
Yeah. So.
But anyways, about him at the, she's like, oh, Tom, you know, is the best bartender in LA. And he had, you know, these shots lined up, and he did a really fancy drink. Like, he pushed all the shot glasses in, and he did look like a real bartender. And I just couldn't help but flashback to this season when he was kind of upset that Ariana didn't take him as a serious bartender.
Ariana's drink cookbook.
Yeah. Because he actually did look like a pretty good bartender.
Yeah, he's got that passion for bartending. It looks like he really kicks it seriously. He really like enjoys his.
I think he takes everything seriously, though.
Yeah, like, that's true.
You know, so So Tom is, you know, making drinks, and then you kind of get a feeling for how the season's going to go, because, like I said, Kristen comes up and she's like, hey, babe, you're the best bartender in LA. And Tom Schwartz happens to be at the bar. And then Katie comes up and she's like, hey, babe. And then Jax is like, hey, you guys off work? And then Stassi comes up, and then you see the core group at the bar, and you realize, okay, we're going on a ride with them for this season.
Yeah. We're going to
put your seatbelt on and hold on, pumpers. Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to be in for a treat. No, no James Kennedy, though. Not even on the not even in the crowd, you know, maybe sitting back at a table or something.
I was actually looking.
He was probably about a sperm cell right about at this time.
Yeah.
He wasn't born yet. But Jax gets, you know, shit from Stassi about not being responsible. It's time for him to grow up. You know, they're just constantly fighting. And that's where they start off here. This season is looking like it's not going to go well for them. And they're not going to really.
Yeah. So then they show like more interaction happening in the restaurant. Like, Katie and Kristen are looking at their tip money. And then Sheena comes over and asks for a drink from Jax. And there's a little bit of, I wouldn't say flirting, but they were being friendly with each other. And then Stassi briskly walks up and says, I need a Pinot Grigio. And
was she ordering that for herself?
For a table.
It looked like that the bar had closed, you know, the restaurant was winding down, and they were kind of hanging back. Was it still in full swing? Everybody was still working?
In the beginning?
Because I know, no. When Stassi ordered her Pinot Grigio, I know that's her drink.
Oh, I mean, no, I don't know. Whenever I have personally been at Sir and it's busy, it's much more busy than I've ever seen it on film. So I'm sure that they do some sort of special timing for filming or something.
Yeah. Is there a long wait?
I've never gone without reservations.
Oh.
But to get a drink or anything, you can't even get near the bar. It's packed. And the tables are smushed all the way against that bar. And when they're not filming, there's tables all the way against the bar.
How were the drinks? Were they as good as
no.
they were showing?
No.
They didn't put that much care into them?
No.
I'd like to check that place out. I'd like to go.
I actually really like it. I've
always been a few times.
I know that other people have some issues with it, but I like it. So then Lisa's sitting down again, and she, like, you know, she's like, what do I think about Stassi? I think she's a cheeky little minx.
She was being nice. You know, like
it's funny too to see who Lisa is kind of kissing ass to in the beginning.
Lisa was not on Stassi's ass yet because she was working for her daughter.
Because she is friends with Pandora.
Yes.
And they worked on their website, which, what was that called?
The blog, the fashion. a fashion blog.
Yeah.
Well, they...
Divine Addiction. It's a website blog. And
is it still around?
I thought, you know what? I'm going to go on and I'm going to look to see if this shit still exists. And it looks like the last post was around July 2016. But they were still doing it. And like Lisa Vanderpump's sangria is sold on there. And it looks like it's semi-updated.
Huh. I mean, blogs just aren't a huge thing anymore. Everything's...
They should get into podcasting.
Or Instagram, you know, mm-hmm. just keep it simple. So end of the night.
Wait. Before we even get into that, I have to say I was shocked. Absolutely stunned and shocked at what Katie says in her confessional about the fact that she doesn't always want to be a server at Sir, that she wants to own her own record label.
Like what, Katie? Record label?
I've never, unless
when
I...
When has she ever mentioned that?
I don't know, but now we can pay attention because we, you know, we know what she does.
Katie, like, I don't even think I've ever seen her listening to music.
No.
Or, like, I don't think I've ever seen her with headphones
on.
And
if she does listen to music, I'm wondering what she listens to because her style is all over the place. But here we go. Here's a Katie praise. I thought she looked amazing in this episode compared to what we've seen. I mean, as far as her hair was on point, her everything was like looking, she looked really good.
Yeah, everybody
she looked really healthy,
really done up like to perfection. And I don't know if it's the
I actually wouldn't
hair and makeup
department. I don't think they're done up, they're just natural and young. Yeah. You know, and there's nothing, you cannot beat anything with youth. Like youth will just do it all.
Yeah, youth trumps all. Mm-hmm. You can't ever get that back.
No.
I mean, and you can't compete with someone who's younger ever.
No,
they're
no.
just glowing and their skin is more, you know.
Yeah, and I think that Lisa did a really good job casting the cast that she did because it just completely, it's like you saw Sir and it was all, you know, it's all purple and glowy and whatever the heck she's trying to do. And then you have the staff and they, I wouldn't, when they came out, I remember watching and being like, okay, they're a little, it's a little ridiculous that they say they're so good looking because they're not that good looking compared to what you can see in Hollywood, but they are in that restaurant. I don't know what it is. Like they're right. They're
kind of on the plain side, but maybe that's what makes them kind of unique is they're like a canvas.
I mean,
waiting.
They definitely grow on you. Like now I do think they're beautiful because I know all of them.
Yeah.
Not personally. We aren't one of those podcasts that are like, we know them. Come over.
Yeah.
Okay. So next thing that comes up is it's the end of the night, like you were starting to mention, and the girls are all pulling their cash out and tabulating what they made for the night. And Lisa says, come on, everyone, let's see how we did. And they all sit down at a table and, you know, go through the receipts to add up what they made.
She's rating the staff for the night, the servers.
Yes.
Number one comes in as Sheena Shea, or Sheena Marie at the time,
mm-hmm.
number one server. And she said she was, you know, she's the top dog over at Villa Blanca.
So but then I thought that she said that Kristen was number one. So I was confused by that.
No. She said that Kristen came in at number two. The next highest was Kristen.
Oh, okay.
And then that was the only reason that she kept her around was for her numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen had said, that's not the only reason. And Lisa said, yeah, actually it is. So burn, man.
Yeah.
Burn by Lisa Vanderpump. It shows the beginnings of what happens to Kristen.
Oh, yeah. That's some foreshadowing there.
Some foreshadowing where Kristen takes a hit. But Sheena starts getting in on the drama and saying that...
Yeah, so they sit down and they're, you know, calculating up their tips. And Lisa kind of says, okay, I'm having a bit of an issue. I feel like some of you, you know, don't know the specials. Some of you are just selling, you know, our pasta. That's not what makes us money. I need you to know the wine list. And Stassi kind of interjects like, oh, I know it. I know it like the back of my hand. And Lisa kind of rolls her eyes and says, no, actually, it's you I'm talking about. You don't know it. And she kind of says, okay, everyone, like, it's time to get it out on the table. If you're not happy with the way things are, let's talk about it. because we pool our tips here at Sir, and over at Villa Blanca we don't. And so Sheena interjects and says, well, I like at Villa Blanca having my own area and making my own money. Well, this just sets Stassi off. And she says, well, this isn't Villa Blanca, and you don't know how close we all are. And it makes us help each other more. And it's the type of environment that this is. It works for us. So we're not Villa Blanca, and we're not going to change.
Yeah, they pool their tips here. So everything gets thrown into a pot and split in the middle of the end of the night. So it all goes out into the middle, and then they just divide it up, fairly amongst everybody. Sheena's not happy with that because they do things different at Villa Blanca. But the crew, they've been doing this for so long, and Lisa ends up agreeing that that's just the way it is. And they're more of a family here. She likes that family atmosphere. But this pisses Stassi off in the process, because Jax had mentioned too that there's some people, and Lisa looks at Stassi, that kind of piggyback on the other strength of the other servers by not being as driven or determined, a little bit lazy.
And I thought it was funny that one of her arguments was she was like, well, it's like if someone wants to take a smoke break, the other person covers for them. Or if someone needs to go to the bathroom. And right away, I'm sure those are two things that Stassi did very often. And you'll see as we go through this season and many more seasons to come that Stassi would constantly ask to be cut early. She would ask to not work in a certain section. I just really doubt that she really ever sweated it out. Everyone else, you could tell, probably did.
Yeah, that gets kind of annoying too. I dealt with a lot of people like that. They're always trying to go home. Something's always wrong. So I think this has to do with Stassi just having kind of a problem with pulling her own weight. But up until now, she's taking care of Jax, though. She's bringing in all the...
Well, I think that, and with her dad's money or something. I don't think that she wasn't taking care of him on Sir money.
Well, she mentioned that she got cut off a while back. I don't know how true that is.
Did I miss that?
That's in the next episode. Sorry. I'm jumping ahead a bit there.
He watched episode 2 without me.
Sorry. I couldn't stop.
And 3. That's why he's going off right now.
Yeah, I was just powering through all the episodes. But, okay, yeah, so Stassi shuts that shit down from Sheena and says, look, that's not how we do things here. You're out of here.
So Sheena is all uncomfortable again and annoyed. And so we move on to our next scene where Peter and Jax go to another bar. And, they're just having a drink like buddies do. And that's when, Peter opens up about his relationship with Stassi for 4 months. And 2 months into it, he realized that he regretted it and that she's crazy. And Jax says, oh, I totally know what you mean. It's like, I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you.
Yeah, Jax is feeling the pressure of their relationship, the pressure to change, the pressure to, just always fighting with someone wears you down, and he looks like he's just had enough. He's real tired of everything. So he confides in Peter, and Peter had mentioned how that, when they dated, for a few months, that he was so happy when they broke up because...
Well, here's my thing about Jax, though, because I remember when, I know I keep saying, I remember when I watched this the first time, but when I watched it the first time, I remember thinking, what the hell is Jax complaining about? The only reason that Stassi would ever go off at him was when he really did F up. When he would get too flirty with other girls. He would get too drunk. She was mothering him was the problem. But I don't think the stuff that he was exhausted for her yelling at him about was wrong. I think that he needed that. And... as we know in to come, he just kind of rolls through some more chicks. But I don't know. I think that Jax is like a big, huge baby in season one.
Yeah. And he was being taken care of. People were allowing him to get away with more than what he's getting away with now. He doesn't get that.
Well, and I feel like he would get yelled at why are you talking to Sheena? And he'd be like, what? And like, that was like a cute little fight for them to have. And I think it was cute in the beginning, but then she just lost it. So while the guys are having this little heart to heart, the server comes up at this bar that they're at, and, you know, Peter's like, ho, 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 where are you from? And she's like, Florida. And Jax is like, me too.
Yeah, it looks like they're from the same town, the same little
area. And they kind of like, they're like, oh, why'd you come out here? And she's like, massage therapy. And they kind of like laugh about that because everyone always has a reason for why they came here. And
actors,
models, it seems to never really work out, and they end up being servers. But they say, hey, you know, why don't you come to our restaurant? It's called Sir. And she's like, oh, is that a gay club? And the guys are quick to say, no, just because it's in West Hollywood, it does not mean it's a gay club.
Yeah, that was a funny scene because they both of them now, I think they start looking at each other like they're here in the middle of the afternoon drinking together. Yeah, I think she was kind of assuming that they might have been gay or something. But yeah, Jack says, no, this is not the gay bar. Just because we're, you know, good looking people in West Hollywood doesn't mean, you know, it's a gay bar.
You know, did they reference in this episode, and I missed it, what Peter's role is in the restaurant? He's not a manager here, is he?
I mean, he's a manager now, but...
No, I mean, but they didn't say manager then? Peter.
I don't think that was mentioned, but there's scenes of him setting the day
up. Oh, he said, oh, we're busy tonight. We have 25 people coming in at 7:30. I remember him saying that.
Yeah, he's getting the
I mean, poor Peter. Like, not only is he just like a reoccurring guest, but he's still a manager at Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, eesh.
Well, he's playing the long game there. He's slipping into the role of...
I don't know.
A possible partner one day with Lisa Vanderpump.
Maybe.
Business associates, something like that.
So the next scene, we get to see Sheena Marie follow one of her dreams to be famous by going to a recording studio to be a pop star. She was approached by a music producer who said that he needed a brunette Britney Spears type. And since many people had mistaken her for Britney Spears in the past, she was like, totally, I want to do this.
She said she used to have blonde hair and it made her look like Britney Spears. Do you think she looks like Britney Spears?
No.
I don't think she looks like Britney Spears at all. I don't know where she got that.
I don't either. I mean, she looks like something. Like,
yeah, I mean, she looks like she could be
famous.
A famous singer, but I don't know about Britney Spears. They just don't look alike.
And Sheena was my server at Villa Blanca, and she was really a great server and really, really nice. So...
She let you take a picture with her too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Like, she really is a good server.
Yeah, I mean, how cool is that? Like, you go to their place of business, and these guys are on TV, and they're still working at the restaurant, and they...
And she was at Villa Blanca early, because I remember I was thinking, oh my gosh, are they even open right now? It was like, seriously, 10:30 or 11.
What?
Yes, it was early.
That's the crappiest shift in the world.
I guess not there. I'm assuming maybe, like, the lunch hour is huge, and... Beverly Hills.
I mean, what's the price? What are the prices like?
It's
high end?
Medium. Like, it's not like rubies or something. It's more expensive than that.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. I liked it. I liked both of her restaurants a lot. Okay, so she's in the studio and they picked the most awkward time to film because the producer wants her to make oohs and aah sounds. And so she's basically in the booth and Shay is sitting in the waiting area with the producers. And they're like, so is this like what she sounds like? And she's all, ah, ooh, can you freak, bitch? And I have to admit something right now to all of you pumpers. I rocked Sheena's song. So like I rocked it very long after it was popular.
When was that a hit? Summer of 2013? Something like that?
Yeah.
What other songs were popping at the time?
I don't know, but what happened was I burned it onto a CD and My Honda Accord only had one CD holder. I didn't have a changer like every normal person. Uh-huh. I was, you know, hashtag poor. And it was constantly playing. And I never skipped past it because shit was catchy.
What was the song called?
Can You Freak, Bitch?
The Girl I Wanna
the
Be?
The Girl I Wanna Be.
Yeah. Be, it was a good song. It's better than that Kim Kardashian crap that came out.
Oh, God.
Everybody was trying to be a pop star.
But it was not better than Paris Hilton's Stars Are Blind. That was a freaking amazing hit by Paris Hilton.
Does Sheena have some pipes? How does that go in the singing department? She admitted she's not much of a singer, that she's more of an entertainer.
Okay, here's the thing with singing. And I've never had any vocal training. You haven't either. But I have respect for anyone that can basically carry a tune. I mean, there's people who can carry a tune and hang in there. And then obviously there's like the Christina Aguilera gifted type. And I think that if you can carry a tune, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any problem with her singing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Wasn't bad. So I guess they got the majority of the track laid down. It's finished. She's just doing the overdubs, the fills, the little parts of the song mm-hmm. that make it finished or, you know, catchy. So
then we flash over to Stassi's apartment, and Kristen and Katie are over and they're sitting on her couch and they're drinking out of these wine glasses. This is another telling time of 2013. There are these wine glasses with like painted flowers on them out of like paint, and that was very in style. You know, Stassi is probably like, ooh, these are like so chic, but now they're not. And they're sitting there, you know, these three still in season five love to sit there drinking. Yeah. It's what they just live to do, sit around, talk with some wine. And so the girls are trying to convince her that this night that everyone's going to Bungalow, I think it was called, and that Sheena and Shay were going to be there. And Stassi pumps the brakes real quick and is like, listen up. I'm not going with that fame whoring, husband stealing wench.
Yes.
And the other girls are kind of trying. They're like, listen, like sometimes Stassi just gets like so mean, but it is true. We are a tight knit family. So we're kind of in a hard place. And they try to tell her she has a boyfriend. And then she says something that is kind of interesting. It's kind of mean too. What? But Stassi says the second that Sheena and Shay don't work out, Sheena's going to go back to doing the same exact shit that she did with Brandy Glanville's husband.
Huh.
And so it'll be interesting to see what Sheena does now that she is single. I have heard that she has a man already, but I haven't been studying her Snapchats to figure that out.
Yeah.
So Jax comes and he's leaving for work was he leaving for Sir or to do a BMW model shoot?
He said something about a shoot.
And so Stassi says bye. And then she says, you know, if tonight you want to go to see Sheena and Shay, you know, we won't be doing that. So you won't be hanging out with your friends tonight. And he's like, okay, bye. And that was pretty much that. And then there's a confessional of Stassi. And she's like, you know, me and Jax, we just bring everyone together because he's like the leader of the boys and I'm the leader of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they go to Jax and he's in the confessional. And he's like, the last two boyfriends that Stassi has had have cheated on her. So we're getting a little bit more of a glimpse into why Stassi is maybe not as secure as she could be in her relationship.
Yeah. I mean, that insecurity is just like showing through at every turn, man.
Yeah. And if you were to just watch this episode and not know who Jax was yet, you would think he's given her no reason to be so worried. I wonder what's going on. But if you know Jax the way that a true pumper would, she does have a reason to be worried, and she does have a reason to be insecure, because that guy wanders like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, her suspicions were completely founded.
Yes. Here,
so she definitely had something to worry about. But he's feeling the pressure of the relationship, and she's not giving an inch here. Everything kind of leads into a fight. Every one of their conversations. So,
yeah,
she's scary, man. Season one Stassi is pretty vicious. they meet up at lunch with the crew. And he talks about what it's like, you know, sleeping next to her. And he thinks, you know, she's like the devil. And she gets this look in her face where she's like, I am the devil. Don't you forget it.
Oh, and it is, you can add this meme or this GIF, whatever it's called, on Twitter. And it's actually on the iPhone. You can have that exact thing. You can text it to people. Uh-huh. It's one of the most amazing sound clips in reality TV history.
Iconic Stassi.
Yes. And it just, you know, gives us chills.
Yeah, that was pretty scary, man.
She's tough. But you skipped a scene. I'll just run through it really quick. So then they go to Lisa Vanderpump's house, and... You know, if you haven't watched Beverly Hills Housewives and this is the first time that you're getting a glimpse at her house, it's a freaking mansion in Beverly Hills. Huge. It looks like it could be a hotel property. It's just ridiculous. And she's sitting down with her quote unquote business partner, Guillermo. And she mentions that she's kind of in charge of the design of the restaurant and, you know, the employees and just how the decor, how everything looks. And he really takes care of everything on the floor of the restaurant, meaning more of the managing and food stuff.
Yeah, menu operations.
Menu, yes. She mentions that a sushi place around the corner had to close. And so they're sampling some sushi at her house and kind of getting ideas for maybe a bar menu. Lisa is jokes and says that she only has one glass of wine a day, and she's pouring an entire bottle of wine into a huge wine glass, which was funny. Lisa's humor, she's usually pretty on point with her jokes. I have to say, a lot of people aren't fans of like British humor and stuff like that. I love her jokes, and I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a little bit of that raw edge to her still. She can really dish it out to people, so it's not completely over people's heads. She still keeps it, you know, young and fresh. She's like the, you know, kind of like another cast member in a way with the kids, you know.
Yeah,
even though she's their boss.
I like it because it's sometimes it gets annoying how they have to keep her clued into what's going on, because it's just not natural how that would happen. But I do always like to hear her take on it because it's just funny.
I mean, how would it be, though, if Lisa wasn't there? I mean, they've done that a little bit more recently, uh-huh, keeping her not as involved. But, I mean, she's a big part of the show.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like it's gotten away from the restaurant a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
I'm actually surprised she's cool with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think she was maybe trying to set this up for them to get them out on their own.
Oh, I think she was doing it to promote her restaurant for,
yeah,
sure.
I guess.
I mean, it totally worked. We've been numerous times, and I am so embarrassed to say I haven't been to Pump.
Yeah.
I really want to go. So, and the show has made me want to go.
I mean, is that even is that a restaurant or is it just a bar? It doesn't even look like a restaurant to me.
I think it's a loungy bar. A typical West Hollywood sort of spot.
Huh.
That's a good question, though. Now I feel like a douche that I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody wants to answer that, that's our next question. Is Pump a serious full-fledged restaurant just like the other two, Villa Blanca and Sur, or is it more of like a bar / lounge?
Do they have food?
Do they have food? Do they have seating and regular menu food?
And does DJ James Kennedy DJ there?
Has anybody seen him there?
Okay, so And the next part, so she's talking to Guillermo about the sushi. They're liking it. And here she kind of gets into that she's not happy with how the staff is acting, that they're not really taking their job seriously. And this kind of struck a chord with me. Like, why should they take their job seriously? They're servers. She was like, you know, they really need to make this their passion in life. Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's passion in life is to become a server.
Unless you're making big, big money and you really enjoy serving people. Some people do. Some people really enjoy the schedule. They like to get things. They like to go to the gym during the day, go to the beach, get things done, and, you know, roll in around 5 o'clock, whip out a quick service
shift,
and they go home. And that is a pretty fun life, but I don't know. I thought it was a little insulting how she expected them to want that to be their passion in life.
Yeah, I mean,
like, why does she get all these passions in life to act and do all this other stuff, and they have to just want to be servers?
Well, if you're a restaurant owner, you're definitely passionate, but if you're the server or the busboy, you probably don't really give a crap. But it definitely is conducive and lends itself to their schedule of modeling and acting or partying. So if you want to party and, you know, do all that stuff, then what better place to...
And it's great when you're young.
To work at, yeah.
No kids or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then we flash forward to Tom and Kristen's apartment. And when we got to this scene, I just wanted to, like, get on my hands and knees in front of the TV and go, oh, because it was, you know, it's their apartment where they were in love for so long, and now it's his and Ariana's apartment. And it was just like, you know, it's like how you want, like, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens to be together. It was kind of a sad moment because I felt like Tom was always saying that Kristen was so, you know, not organized and she was dirty, and he was so glad that she's out of the apartment. That apartment looked spotless, and maybe it was because it was their first time filming and so they really cleaned it up. But there's little things I noticed in this episode. I noticed how he couldn't find his hairspray, and he was like, babe, my hairspray, babe. And Kristen went running looking for it. She goes into the bathroom. She had little bins to organize everything. She couldn't find his hairspray, but I just noticed that she was taking care of him. I could tell. And, you know, in the reunion shows, I know that that's been brought up a lot, where she's like, I did everything for you. And now that I can watch this episode back, I definitely see what she was talking about.
Yeah, she did take care of him quite a bit.
And the opening scene of them in the apartment was Tom taking a razor to his forehead again to get that glow. Remember I told you about that?
Yeah, yeah.
So he shaved his face before work and got his flat iron out to do his hair. And Kristen kind of jokes and says that he loves his hair products. And then he says, hey, you know, babe, thanks so much again for getting me this flat iron. This was the best gift ever. And she just kind of, like, shakes her head. And so this is, it's just like a little intro to Tom and his hair care routine and just how he kind of is in life, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he does this with everything. This is just the guy's personality.
And the amount of babes they were saying was almost sending me over the edge. It was like, where's my spray, babe? It sucks, babe. It needs to hold. I need a strong hold, babe.
Yeah, he needed some strong hairspray. He didn't want her pliable.
Oh, God. And then my heart just shattered when he said, in 5 years, where do I see Kristen and I? I see us married, maybe 1 to 2 kids.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And see, you're like shocked that Stassi's bringing marriage up to Jax. That's what people talk about.
I mean, I don't see them as being serious about that anymore. Maybe they're just not with the right people.
Times have changed since then, too. And imagine how you were when you first start, you know, when you're young. It's a young thing to say. It's a young thing to say, let's get married and let's have kids. That's a young, dumb thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see them. You would think that them getting older would make them more serious about marriage. You don't hear any of them talking about that anymore. I mean,
Tom
and Katie are getting married, but I mean, does Jax bring that up with Brittany?
She brings it up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
That's why they're getting a show.
What about Ariana and Tom?
They have come out saying that it's not important to them. Neither one of them really believe in the institution of marriage. Oh, right. So they just...
She did. No, she said that. She didn't want to have that conversation. She got uncomfortable about that conversation. But Tom seems like he's leaning more towards that.
I feel like that was a little foreshadowing. I hope that's not what I think it is. Ugh. Yeah. So then next thing we have is Sheena goes to a tea house with a server, Tina, who is a singer apparently. And since Sheena has been singing, they thought, hey, let's be friends and like talk about singing. And they go to this tea house where apparently you can stick out your tongue and they can tell you, you know, maybe a certain tea that would give you more energy or maybe a little bit of something that you're lacking in your diet. And so Tina sticks her tongue out and the tea house worker says, well, I can tell you're talented.
Why?
Like, I thought it was like a perverted, like she stuck her tongue out. She's like, And the lady's like, well, I can tell you're talented, like for sucking D.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that disgusting?
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. So the lady's like, well, is there anything you're doing today? And Sheena says, well, I have a callback. I could use like a little bit of energy. So Tina's like, what's your callback for? And she's like, for the Pink Power Ranger. And
Pink Power Ranger?
Yeah. Like-
Power Rangers, the cartoon show, yes, or the children's show?
Like the movie, I guess. Or, yeah, the movie or show.
Oh, okay.
So Sheena was going for the Pink Power Ranger. And we hear Sheena mention callbacks and everything a lot more in all of the seasons ever on Vanderpump Rules. So she's just really trying. She's trying to be a pop star. She's trying to be an actress. I mean, she's hustling. Yeah. She works at Villa Blanca. She works at Sur.
I mean, you hear that a lot more in these episodes than you do now about their pursuits as models and actors.
And then, yeah, and then Sheena makes a comment and says, you know, when the paparazzi takes my picture, that's when I will know that I have made it. And I wonder if the paparazzi does take pictures of them.
Have you ever seen these guys on TMZ or
yes,
anything like that? Yes. Walking around?
Well, photos? When we were at the comedy show to watch Kristen perform, which was on the last episode of Vanderpump Rules, TMZ was there. But they weren't there, sadly, for the Vanderpump Rules cast. I think they were there for maybe Heather McDonald or someone else. But they were so bored waiting that actually me and my crew that I was with said, there's the Vanderpump Rules girls. And he's like, who? And I'm like, that's Kristen Doty. Go talk to her. She's the one who's leading the show. And they went over and filmed her, and that made it to TMZ. So you're welcome, Kristen. I let them know who you were.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Sheena, again, you know, says Stassi, Kristen, and Katie are mean girls. And again, I just thought it was so telling of the episode and where we are with Vanderpump Rules as a whole that on season one, episode one, this is what Sheena is saying. And literally we're on season five, episode 13, and she's still saying the exact same line. They're mean girls. She also says that, you know, working at Sur is just crazy, that everyone's on their period 24/7. So the next shot is amazing. Katie, Kristen, and Stassi are sitting at a table at Sur, and in comes Sheena in her uniform, and she's wearing the same color dress as Stassi. Apparently, all the girls kind of have their own dress color, mm-hmm, and she picked Stassi's black and white, or blue and white.
The light gray?
Yeah, the gray. Black.
Light, yeah. That was... I mean, how many choices do you have? How many different colors were there?
I don't know. Like, it looked like there was like blue, pink, gray, and that was it. I didn't see much more than that.
Yeah. So none of them ever choose that color? Or do you think they just coordinate with Stassi on
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
That's just real petty. They're just being so mean to Sheena. And, you know, what they do next is even worse. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, this is just pretty sad. You know, she was asking, she you know, she's trying to, you know, be their friend and make things, you know, make a nice work environment. But Stassi tells her, you know, well, yeah, why don't you go polish some glasses, wine glasses? And Sheena goes ahead and starts doing it. And Lisa sees her doing this and is like, if you, you know, is this your job?
Who do you work for?
Who do you work for? Yeah. And she says, if you don't stand up to her, she's going to keep bossing you around. And Sheena makes a good point where she says that I'd rather, you know, be doing this than fighting with them nonstop because they don't let up.
The thing that I hate so much is when someone tells me to do something, like to respond to someone in a different way than I'm responding, because they're questioning how you handle yourself. And then I think that does something to like a person's mind when they're like, oh, I actually am not happy about this, but you think I'm like a pussy now?
Yeah.
That a lot on this show.
You need to stand up for yourself. So this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You listen to my every single word.
You listen to what I say.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I'll back you up.
Don't worry.
How is that standing up for myself if I'm going to not be myself? She's being herself. Sheena's always been herself. She always goes with the flow. She's chill. So I don't think she's doing anything wrong here. They're purposely ganging up on her. There's no way to get around it. You just have to let them do their thing and get over it. This has nothing to do with Sheena and everything to do with Stassi and, you know, her insecurity and her, you know, bullshit messing with her.
Yeah. So Sheena starts, shining up the glasses, and Lisa tells her, come on, you know, stand up to her. And then Stassi says, you know, when I don't like someone, I try to get them to quit. I do everything I can to make life miserable.
She said she got other girls to quit or, mm-hmm. you know, made them cry or,
I mean, did you not think of this episode when the Lala thing started to come to be?
Yes. Oh my God. This is what I was thinking, 100%. They're giving Lala shit right now. Ooh, I'm pissed right now because I'm seeing a lot of what they're doing as such bullshit, man. They're such hypocrites.
And I feel like they are doing some interviews and things like that where they're saying, listen, like this is our real life. And just because something happened in the past doesn't mean that like that justifies the way we act now, or just because Sheena slept with someone doesn't mean that that's the same as Lala. Okay, that's true, but it's literally the facts. Like we are watching on screen what happened, what they said, how they acted, and it literally is repeating itself.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Sometimes you got to chalk it up to just somebody being young and learning, and that's how, you know, that's how I see this, but they were not cutting Lala any slack. The fact that someone messes with a married man, come on. I'm sure people have done worse. The fact that she's, you know, real petty and she talks crap on people. I mean, who doesn't when they're that young? Lala's really young. You know, they don't think about how young she is. Same with how Stassi was. Stassi was very young here. That's just something. These are mistakes you make when you're young. You grow up. You know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, they're really judgmental, you know, for doing the type of shit they did back then.
Do you think that as a cast that they thought of maybe approaching Lala about this, maybe having, or the producers maybe thought of having Sheena mentor Lala?
No, I don't think they really thought of a long-term game plan with her. I think that when Stassi left the show, that they never saw the future with her or something. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't plan to have her back probably for maybe a few seasons or something. So when they brought in these new people, they thought of keeping, you know, a newer cast. I had this feeling that they were going to start rotating people the way they do with other shows, you know, like where they
didn't. I'm actually really happy that they didn't. I'm happy that it's the
same cast. Because it makes the show unique, because how many shows keeps the same cast over the course of, you know, how many seasons? Five now. So it is unique. And I always wanted Stassi to come back. Stassi was my favorite character on the show. And when she went away, I just, you know, I thought that was bullshit. And the way they treated her when she was gone, I thought it wasn't cool. So I was happy to see her back. But I see a lot of hypocritical bullshit coming up, and, you know, chalk it up to youth or insecurity or just not having the experience in life. But I see the same mistakes that Stassi's, you know, made. Same situation with Lala.
Yeah, I do too.
Almost like a mirror image, like, ha, you're getting, like, and here's your karma, Stassi.
And actually, before watching this episode again, when people were just going off on Twitter about it, and a lot of the blogs and stuff were saying, you know, how you guys are being such hypocrites about this. This is crazy. And I kind of, you know, I was team Stassi and Katie and Kristen, so I was just kind of blowing it off, like, oh, come on. It really isn't the same thing. They've been through so much. It's fine. But watching this again, it actually did make me feel bad for Lala.
Yeah. I mean, what reason do you have to make people quit or to just be mean to new people? That's just some petty high school bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just kind of just a waste of time, and the typical mean shit that goes along with, you know, being like a queen bee, like a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi definitely held that title. I mean, right now, that's what's going on. Season one, episode one. Stassi is the queen bee of Sur.
Absolutely. So the kind of the scene that, well, I guess there's two more scenes, but the second to the last scene was Sheena goes outside to confront Stassi, who is sitting out there, probably just finished a cig.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, dude, what is your problem with me? Like, I'm not going to be your little bitch while I'm here at Sur. And Stassi, in classic Stassi form, doesn't back down and says, I really never liked you in the first place. And I don't care. And I don't like the type of person that you are. And the funny thing is Sheena's argument back to her is the same argument that Lala had back to all the girls, is how does what I do in my life affect you? It has nothing to do with us here at work. It has nothing to do with you as a person, Stassi. It does not affect you. Tell me how it affects you. And Stassi very bluntly said, it affects me because, you know, I don't like that. I've been cheated on and I don't like having you around. And Sheena tried to throw that back at Stassi and say, that's your problem. You're insecure. And Stassi said, yes, I am insecure. And then Sheena really didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. Well, she has. So if you've ever met somebody like this who's going at you, if they have an agenda, which is to hate you or to hurt you, then, you know, they're not going to stop. I mean, she made it look like it was something else, like, oh, it's your cheating and, you know, all that stuff. But no, her, you know, she had an agenda to begin with, and you're not going to change her mind. She just doesn't like Sheena for whatever reason.
No.
If it's,
she's threatening to her. She's threatening to her friends, think that she is probably kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that anyone who's going to threaten her position in the group needs to go.
Because, I mean, anybody in that group has probably done those things and worse, you know. I mean, come on, that's nothing. I mean, there's people do worse things. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, what if Kristen did the same thing? You know, you know she's done the same thing. Sleep with someone, cheated with someone. They all seem to forgive that, or then, you know, play it off like it's no big deal because they, you know, they're friends. But when someone doesn't like someone, then they have another agenda and they just don't, you know,
they just don't like him. She just doesn't like Sheena, and I don't think they're ever going to be friends. I mean, it doesn't look like they were ever meant to be close. Or
no,
they've been struggling from the beginning.
Yes.
So these are the seeds of that, the roots of their relationship, which I think sucks. They could have probably, I think they would have made a good team. You know, like.
I was never a fan of them together. Yeah. I kind of like them separately.
Maybe there's too much alpha female in each one of them. You know,
yeah,
but Sheena doesn't really seem to give a crap about that.
Here's the thing about Sheena, though. I don't think Sheena is made to be an alpha. And if she would stop trying to be one, she may fit in better.
Yeah, maybe that's where she fails.
Yeah, so the next... scene we go to, this is like a little snippet in between the commercials or in between the freaky Hulu feed, and Stassi, it opens with Stassi saying no one over a size 2 can pull off the Sir dress, and it shows them, you know, that little, the one where Sheena got the matching dress as hers, the little handkerchief dress, and Stassi says it takes her 25 minutes to tape herself into the dress, and that none of them wear bras and pretty much none of them wear underwear. And Lisa says that she actually encouraged the girls to wear underwear, to wear big knickers, she called them, because some of them bend down to, you know, pick up something.
She wants them to wear like granny panties.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like there was a lot of, you know, naked bum shots and stuff in those things. And poor Katie is trying on her dress, and Kristen's trying to help her and saying, okay, bend at the knees, bend at the knees. So that looked really...
Do they still wear those same dresses? What's the deal now?
Well, didn't you see when Katie is trying to help Lisa pick out new outfits?
Yeah, I still don't understand what that was all about.
I don't either. No one does. That's like a big mystery of Sir.
So wait. Stassi saying that if you're not a size 2, you can't fit into this dress.
Right.
So she's body shaming people?
Well, I don't think she's body shaming them. She's just saying that...
She's stating facts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was a pretty gnarly comment, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that is a pretty gnarly dress, I guess, if...
Well, I mean, in the scene that I was telling you about where Tom is the bartender and everyone's kind of getting off work and the friends all gather around him bartending, Stassi runs up to give Jax, like, a hug. And, I mean, you can... The boobs are just flopping under those things. Like, they are... I wouldn't say it's flattering unless guys like are kind of into a free boob floating around. I don't know. Are you into that?
Yeah, I mean, not maybe.
It depends.
Maybe not at a restaurant when you're like,
yeah, that's
sitting down.
That's
with
what Sheena said. She's like, it's kind of awkward when like our boobs are like flopping into.
And I don't know if other chicks are into seeing that at a restaurant too, or families, or I don't know.
It's not a family restaurant. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. I guess, yeah, if you're bringing your mistress
your
there.
Your mistress, yeah. It's like
not,
a, yeah.
It's not a big deal. Maybe it's
some
a...
50 Shades of Grey shit, you know?
Yeah. So what happens next? What do they do?
So the ending scene where we're, you know.
The outro.
The outro is they go to brunch at Tarte, which was a big hot spot back in the day. Like the Hills filmed there. And it's kind of like, you know... Again, they just got done with their shift and they all love each other so much. They're at brunch early in the morning together. It gives you kind of that family feel, and they can't even enjoy their brunch without Jax and Stassi getting into a fight. Stassi simply tries to order 2 mimosas from the server and Jax has to comment on it. And they start fighting and they reveal that they didn't sleep together the night before because they got into a fight and he had to sleep on the couch. And then that's when he made the comment that you're talking about where he said, what, like I'd want to sleep in bed with the devil? And she goes, I am the devil and don't forget it. And that's pretty much how that episode ends. And then they say, coming up on this season of Vanderpump Rules. And it gives the snippet of, you know, everything that's going to happen this season.
Yeah. So we're going to be, you know, talking more about these episodes in length. So we're going to go through this season and subsequent seasons until we get to the you know, the recent seasons.
Yes. So we will be labeling these on the podcast just for everyone listening. We'll label these retro season one, episode one. So if you aren't interested in going back and listening, you can skip those and just listen to our current ones or whatever you want to do. We just want you guys to have more content from us. We want to give you more Vanderpump Rules. And I really wanted to commit to getting to almost giving you guys an episode a day, but I think that's going to be crazy. So we're going to shoot for doing, let's say two of the old stuff and always are one of the new.
Yeah. And the retro casts will be a project of mine and Holly's for the duration of these episodes. So
yes. And the other ones I'll probably do with Sarah and you. Hopefully we'll get both of you guys on.
Yeah. We'll kind of be, you know, we'll be switching back and forth. So,
but let us know what you guys like. Let us know what you want to hear. We love hearing from you. And if you have any inside info, email us. We will share it, tweet it.
Yes. Pumpers. If you've seen, you know, if there's been any Vanderpump Rules cast sightings around Hollywood or West Hollywood, let us know if you've seen them filming.
Or let us know if you've eaten at Sir and what you think of the food. Tell us whatever.
Yeah, any restaurant experiences, Villa Blanca.
Because Chad hasn't been, so he needs some more
info. I've never been,
yeah. He needs to know what to order. Like, is he going to get the goat cheese balls or what?
The Pinot Grigio. Give me a like a suggestion, like a review on the best dinner menu items, you know, if I should take Holly there maybe for Valentine's Day. Maybe that would be a...
I'm not your mistress.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'd be going to Villa Blanca then, you know. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And
yes, thanks,
guys. We got some good stuff coming, and tune in.
Stay tuned for season one, episode two. Hopefully we'll get that out this week.
Yeah, stay tuned. All right, thanks, guys. We out.
Bye.